Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics with a spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk and jazz and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. Hey everyone, today's theme is such a fun one. We're diving into that classic 70s soft rock sound. Think Laurel Canyon, slow grooves, and a little nostalgia, and all that good vibes that come with it. So, we're starting off strong with a song I only recently discovered, but have completely fallen in love with this week. It is Maggie May by Rod Stewart. This song was inspired by a real experience Rod had when he was just 16. He met an older woman at a festival, and at the time it felt exciting, but looking back, it was more complicated than romantic. It was one of those moments for Rod when you grow up a little faster than you expect. Years later, he turned that memory into a song, and that's why it just feels so honest. It's not a perfect love story, but it's reflective. It's about youth, mistakes, and realizing some people are just chapters in your life. And that kind of reflection fits perfectly with tonight's Laurel Canyon energy. So here it is, Maggie May.
Steal my daddy's cue and make a living out of playing fool.
Wow, what a beautiful song. Oh, I love it. And that guitar riff at the beginning, it's just everything about that song. It's so perfect. I've always loved Rod Stewart, and his range is truly incredible. I feel like every song always feels a little different to me. So we're keeping that 70s energy going with our next track, Doctor My Eyes by Jackson Browne. I actually started loving this one recently after my dad bought me the Jackson Browne album, and this is a standout track for sure. He wrote it in his early 20s, and it's really about feeling worn down by everything you've seen. When he sings, Doctor My Eyes Have Seen the Years, it's that sense of emotional exhaustion, wondering if you can still stay hopeful after growing up a little too fast. What makes it so good is the contrast. The music feels upbeat and steady, but the lyrics are reflective. So here it is, Doctor My Eyes, and I hope you enjoy.
Doctor My Eyes. Done all that I could to see the evil and the good This is for all the lonely people thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you drink from the silver cup and ride that highway in the sky. This is for all the single silver cup. You never know until you try. Well, I'm on my way. Yes, I'm back to stay. Well, I'm on my way back home. Get it.
This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
They say that people pass away to make a space for all the young ones laughing, living for today. Along a golden coast, the sunshine dancing close to someone they're romancing. Baby, I don't need someone to turn around. Maybe all you need are both feet on the ground. And you can't.
was Any Time of Day by the Lemon Twigs off their album Everything Harmony. They're a newer band, but I love them because they still sound so vintage. It really proves that smooth, classic rock isn't gone, it's just evolving. Keeping with modern artists who carry that same 70s spirits that we all know and love, up next is Something to Be Said by John Andrews. He wrote this during a quieter period, recording in a low-key home studio, and leaning fully into that stripped-back 70s-inspired sound. The song feels like its simplicity, it's about appreciating that steady, calm side of relationship instead of the dramatic highs and lows. Nothing overproduced, nothing flashy, just warm, and it's the kind of sound that feels timeless. So here it is, Something to Be Said.
And they ran on the head. There's something to be said, something to be said for that. And you're hanging by a thread. There's something to be said for that. So long that I'm bound to win. With your love song in my head, there's something to be said, something to be said for that, something to be said. In a home, they say you can't grow if you're in your comfort zone. I'll keep on renting this house I'll never own till the day I'm dead. Hey, it's like a painting that I saw for sale. Thank you.
cut my hair. It happened just the other day. It's getting kind of long. I could have said it was in my way. Together, I'm going to get down in that sunny southern weather.
And that was Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young with Almost Cut My Hair. David Crosby wrote after seriously considering cutting his long hair, which at the time was a real symbol of individuality. It turned into a simple but strong statement about identity and staying true to yourself. Keeping up with the Canadian streak, next up is the band with Chest Fever. It's famous for that huge organ intro played by Garth Hudson. During recording, he told the group it was based on a classical piece, but he completely made that up just to impress them. The intro stuck, and it became one of the most recognizable openings in classic rock. The lyrics are loose and mood-driven, but about that energy and that clear story, it's bluesy, slightly chaotic, and full of character. It fits perfectly into that Laurel Canyon roots rock feel for today. So here it is, Chest Fever by the band.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no-strings-attached micro-grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Gypsy fly. Oh,
That was The Beautiful Angel from Montgomery by Bonnie Raitt. Next up is from one of my all-time favorite albums, and that is Tapestry by Carole King, It's Too Late. Carole King wrote this during an end of a relationship with lyrics by Tony Stern. What makes it so powerful is how calm and honest it feels. It's not dramatic or angry. It's about recognizing that something has run its course and accepting that sometimes love simply changes. When it was released on Tapestry, it became a huge hit because of that honesty. No big explosion, just quiet understanding. So, I hope you enjoy it just as much as I do. Here it is, It's Too Late.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying. One of us is changing, or maybe we've just stopped trying. So easy living here with you. You were light and breezy, and I knew just what to do. Now you look so unhappy, and I feel like a fool. And it's too late, baby, now it's too late. Though we really did try to make it, something
just can't fake it. Oh, no. at my life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
I can see her lying back in her satin.
sin when I feel like I'm winning, when I'm losing again.
Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot. He wrote it during a tense time in his relationship with Kathy Smith, and you can hear the edge of jealousy and uncertainty running through it. It's simple and just a little mysterious, which is exactly why it holds up so well. We're coming to our final song of the night, and this week's hidden gem is a truly unique one. It's from the album An American Prayer. Here's Ghost Song by Jim Morrison of The Doors. Before his death in 1971, Morrison had started focusing deeply on poetry. He recorded hours of spoken word sessions, just his voice reading his own writing. After he passed away at 27 years old in Paris, the remaining members of The Doors added music behind these recordings, turning into what became An American Prayer. Ghost Song feels reflective, but yet haunting. Less rock anthem and more meditation on time and what lingers after we're gone. And while The Doors weren't strictly Laurel Canyon folk, that Californian era was all about blending music and poetry, introspection, and rebellion. This track captures that spirit beautifully, and it's a cinematic way to close out the night. So thank you so much for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's Laurel Canyon-inspired journey. Make sure to tune in again next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Here's Ghost Story.
Shake dreams from your hair, my pretty child, my sweet one. Choose the day and choose the sign of your day, the day's divinity. First thing you see. A vast, radiant beach and a cool, jeweled moon. Couples naked race down by its quiet side. And we laugh like soft, mad children, smug in the woolly cotton brains of infancy. The music and voices are all around us. Lake. Enter again the sweet forest. Enter the hot dream. Come with us. Everything is broken up and dense.